Yeah, if there's anything, I'm right here. So if there's any questions from anyone, just pop it in the box and I'll open the space now for Sasha. Welcome.
Okay. Hello, I'm happy to see some faces I know actually here and some names that I know. Wow, and yes, hello to everyone whom I don't know. I suggest that we rather do than I speak much, but still I will be speaking mostly all the time long. And I suggest that you create yourself a space where you will not, maybe if it's possible for you not to sit, I invite you to stand. So if you can take your chair away, it would be good. I see some people start standing. Hello, Caleb and Aluna. Okay, and let's first take time to just whatever you need to do for yourself to feel that what you were doing before you finish it and you are getting into the session and you are like gathering yourself just where you are. If you had any thoughts, if you're having any business, see what you need to do to let them end or stop for you. And just check what is your way of coming here and now. And it can be closing your eyes, it can be breathing, it can be a little bit of shaking. Yeah, maybe making some sounds. Maybe stretching, maybe bringing attention back to your body. And when you bring attention back to your body, where actually you're bringing your attention? Maybe you feel your hands or your feet or your face. And one of the ways to help to bring attention to your body is kind of to give a little bit more of sensations to your body. So you can touch yourself or do some movements. And one of the best ways is to shake a little bit. That means you push the ground a little bit more than you used to. And then you bounce back from the ground, which makes all your tissues to shake. And then all your tissues get more sensations. And that helps us to, well, I'm having sensations. Maybe I can point attention on them. Yeah. And I believe it is very important to let yourself make sounds, because when you're breathing, naturally you make sounds. And if you don't make them at all, maybe there is somewhere you're restricting yourself in breathing or in expressing yourself. So see, when you just shake a little bit, can you not create the sounds, but just let your airways be open? So if the sound is there, if it comes up somehow, you just let it happen. And you can even play a little bit, seeing how different position of your body can create different sounds. So now I will be speaking a little bit with some explanations, but I invite you not to stop when you're listening to me. I invite you to take the words with your body, to try out things, or just to move the way it feels like for you right now. I will be also moving and speaking at the same time. So what's about the gravity? There is some definition that I found that, not about the gravity, about the grounding. So what is actually grounding? When we do it, what is this action of grounding? Is there something we need to do to be grounded? Or it is something that we actually need to stop to do? What is the action? And now I just leave you for 1 minute with this open question. What is the grounding? What is this verb? What can you do with your body to become grounded? And I will just make some sounds for a minute without speaking words. So find your way of connecting to this topic, bodily, ask this question to your body, grounding. How can I do it? Can I do it less? Can I do it more? What's the movement pattern that is connected for me with grounding myself less, grounding myself more? Okay, and I liked what was said about now with this promotion video, the sponsor video in the beginning, the trauma is the unintegrated resource. So I started thinking, what if when we are grounded, it's like we have a resource that is the ground, that is the support. And maybe when we are not grounded, it's because we have this resource that we don't actually use, we don't actually integrate. So during this class, we will be physically trying to take this resource that sometimes we are kind of denying, and then we feel ourselves not supported, not grounded. Maybe the main idea that I would like to introduce here is that actually, I believe, the freedom that we have in our life is the freedom to how I can organize my perception, because then my reactions are based on my perception. Sometimes I'm trying kind of to manage my reactions. Wow, I react happily or badly on some things, but what if I organize something that is even more basic, my perception? In our perception, what works is our attention. So let's just understand the word attention, and I also invite you to try to understand it in your body. So attention is when I decide that some information is valuable. Some information makes sense. I start using it. And when I'm starting using it, this like my attention really goes there, and I really kind of get the benefit of having this information. So let's now just where you are. For some time, decide that the visual information is valuable, that what I see makes sense. And let yourself just be with this idea for some time. What is what I see makes sense? And notice how it will change the state of your body, the state of your breathing, if suddenly all of your attention goes with the eyes, with the gaze. What if it is very important what I see? Okay. And now just to explore, what if it's very important what I think? And just let yourself live at least half minute getting like the most important information from your thinking, not from what you see, not from what you feel, but from your ideas. And notice the change in the breathing. Notice the change how your body feels in this moment when you're relying on your thinking. And let's for a moment decide that the important attention is something that is in the screen of my computer. Maybe this is a pattern that you know, like, wow, it's so much important. So many things come from internet and everything is so important and so valuable. And this is what affects my life. And this is what affects my future. So notice what happens to your neck. Notice what happens to the tension in your eyes and to your breathing. Notice what happens in the place where you touch the ground. Everything what is important is there. So this is the channel, the main channel of my perception now. Notice how it changes your posture, your belly, your back. I can show from the side, for example, now when I decide that everything what is important is there, I stand kind of like this. Okay, let it go. And let's decide that there's also one important information that we can get. And this is the information that gives us our receptors that are responsible for movement, for perceiving of my posture, and receptors that are responsible for feeling the gravity. So it's not really that everybody knows what is gravity in terms of like intellectually. There are many explanations, and even the physicists, they don't they are not completely sure from where the gravity comes from and what it is. But still there are nerves in our system, the nerves endings, the sensations that speak to us about gravity. So without understanding much, let's try to perceive grounding without trying to understand it, to perceive the gravity. What can I do in my body to let the gravity be perceived? To let myself perceive that the earth is attracting me. How does it feel? Not that I understand it or I know it, but physically, how does it feel that the earth is attracting me? It's like the earth is saying, come to me. Come to me, I'm here. I want to be with you. I want to be with you as close as it's possible. And when I say this, it feels for me like that it's something connected with the expression of love when we want to be as close as it's possible with somebody. So it's like the earth would be expressing love to me, saying, come to me, I really want to hug you. And me, yeah, beautiful Mother Earth, says Daya. Okay, and me as a baby of this earth, I can say, oh yeah, mama. Yes, I come to you. Yes, I want to lean on you. Yes, I'm happy. I'm happy that you love me and I'm happy to receive this love. Or sometimes, maybe you know when the baby doesn't want to be held in the arms, what the baby does. Let's try to do what the baby does when the baby doesn't want to be held. It kind of tenses its muscles and it kind of tries to hold itself in the air. It doesn't really give its weight and it's kind of taking the weight away, yeah? So let's have a minute of walking, really noticing how we walk when we kind of say to the earth, no, don't take my weight. I will do it by myself. Mama, I will do it by myself. I'm self-sufficient. I'm already grown up. I'm very big and I know how to do it. I don't need you, okay? So for 1 minute, just free exploration and walking, what I do in my body when I kind of say to the earth, no, thank you. I don't need your help. Okay, go. Check what you do in your pelvic floor when you walk like this. What you do in your feet when you walk like this. What happens to your breathing? What happens to your tongue, to your jaw, and to your mouth? Basically, to your facial muscles. What is generally the muscle tones in your body? Okay. And let's kind of drop it and let's do something else. Just after you walked for a whole minute, holding yourself back, like not letting the mother to support you, let's see what it feels good now. What would feel good for you to do in your body? Okay. And so what if we try something that will be kind of the other way around? What if with all of my body, I will say to the Mother Earth, oh yeah, I want your support because I want to feel supported. So you remember that we can take information from different sides of the world, from different sources. So what if this information, the information that is saying to me, there is somebody very, 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 very big who actually supports you. It is so big, you can't imagine how big it is. And this big, huge, round thing is flying in the universe. And only thanks to the gravity, you still didn't fly away. only thanks to the gravity, we still have this air around and we still are standing on the earth and more or less interacting in the same place, in the same environment, just thanks to the gravity. So what if I really start like appreciating, valuing this support? What if I decide that this information is valuable and I actually open my nerve pathways to receive this information? And how will I do it? Do you do it only with your feet where you touch the ground? Or can you do it with all of yourself? Let's check that not only the cells that are in your feet are pushing into the ground, but also the cells that are in the top of your head. Every cell is experiencing the gravity and giving its mass, giving its weight down through all the other cells of the body. The cells of your lungs, the cells of your heart, the cells of your inner organs. So keep moving with the sensation that actually all of your cells are being all the time attracted to the earth. And what if you name this perception, you name this information as valuable? You decide that this information is valuable, so you are open to perceive it, you are open to take. Let's give another minute for this action. This is the action of my perception. I actively receive the support by perceiving it. How does it make my body feel? How does it make my breathing change? And maybe not only the cells, but also all the fluids in your body, all the waters of your body are all the time being attracted to the earth. How does it feel? And notice how it changes your posture when you are not really letting the gravity attract you, or if you are saying yes to the gravity, what it makes to your alignment. And just try a few times, maybe changing something, not getting the support, receiving the support, what it does to my posture. Okay, so there is an important note that our posture is like our posture depends on our perception. If I perceive that the world is dangerous, my posture becomes different. If I perceive that the world is actually right now not showing me any danger. Maybe generally there are dangerous things, but right now the world is not showing me any danger. Right now I perceive that actually the world is still supporting me and the earth is still supporting me. It didn't go away from my feet. And then this changed my posture. So let's open our perception even more and we will see what it does to our posture. I will show you the picture. I made a drawing. Can you see it? So this is the situation. This is the situation where we live in. And sometimes we can think that we are standing on something that is plain and kind of we are thinking that this is this point, this is the ground, the floor that is giving us support. So actually then my perception is more or less here. And what if I open my perception a little bit more? And this is the earth, this is the globe of the earth, and this is the center of the earth. So what if I grow with my attention, I kind of expand myself, expanding my attention, and I perceive that actually I'm all the time attracted to the center of the earth, and this is to where I give my weight, and then because it is solid, it doesn't go away, it doesn't break. Because of this, it gives me back the push, so I don't fall down, I can stand, and I can get support, and from this support, I can grow up. So the situation is not happening here. The situation is happening all the way down to the middle of the earth. I get support from the middle of the earth. And then the support travels up and it supports me and it affects my posture and the way I will use all of my tissues, my fascia, my muscles. So let's play with it a little bit. Do what you need to do to spread your attention. The things that are happening, they are not happening just in the dimensions of your body. The situation is not this small. The situation is not the size of your body. The situation is much bigger. The huge globe of Earth that is traveling through the space is getting your weight, is getting your mass. And it's attracting it to the very center of itself. And then because it is solid, it gives you the response. And let's take a minute to direct our perception. You can use your imagination, but also see what actually you perceive in your body, what changes when you give your weight not to the floor, but you give your weight in a bigger picture to the center of the earth. To the very center of the earth, not halfway. Can you imagine how long it is from you to the center of the earth? And can you imagine this connection? And when you got with your weight to the center of the earth, push away from there. Feel that you can use your feet to push away so you grow up. So you align yourself using not the points that are just under your feet. You align yourself using the point that is much, much more far away. And let's now use both legs, both feet. That you see that sometimes your weight is traveling a little bit, there is some movement. But in this movement, the point of support is not just under your feet. The point of support is not the floor. So how will you move? How does it feel like to move when the point of your support is many, many, many kilometers away from here? How does it feel? I see some people writing in the chat, and it's very interesting what you write, but I would suggest you rather just keep moving, and in the end, we can speak a little bit. And you can experiment a little bit. You can put sometimes your legs wider or narrower, take your feet together, or you can even stand on one foot, sensing how through just one foot you can let your weight drop to the center of the earth and what it does to your alignment and generally to the sensations of your body, what it does to your breathing. And I suggest that you keep practicing just so you have at least some minutes in your life where you were doing nothing else but just perceiving that you are getting the support, perceiving they are getting you support, nourishing your body with these sensations of support. See if you can actually nourish yourself with these sensations. And while you do it, I will say a few more words. That it is a pleasant thing that the support is not happening in a minute. It's not that the support is almost there, it's getting to you. You will receive support soon. No, the support is happening now, now, now. And now it is happening. It is not happening yesterday. So the support is not a memory. The support is something that is happening right now in this very moment. Because of this, perceiving the support brings me to actually, we can, if you use the word reality, I don't know what is reality, but somewhere here, kind of, it brings me somewhere here in the time and somewhere here in the space, because the earth is not supporting me there. And it's not supporting me there. The earth is supporting me just under where I am. And this kind of gives me some orientation. It gives me the place where actually is my axis. It gives me a place around which I am aligned. So I will try to draw another line. So maybe you can see that this red line, that I'm aligned. My body is aligned with the center of the earth. So it's like a little bit, we can imagine, you know what is solstice? Solstice, when the planets get in the same line with each other. So let's touch our center of gravity. The earth has center of gravity, and also we have our center of gravity. So this is one center. We can touch also another center that is the around the chest, around the heart. And also let's give some touch to our head is also. Now, our informational center, but it also has some weight. Okay, so let's play creating some solstice. It's like the planets, the centers, these round things that is the center of the earth, my pelvis, my chest, and my head. They are becoming like in the position of a solstice. They all align with each other. And when they all align with each other, this is the easiest way for me to align myself. Then they all give support to each other. So there are four of us, the center of the earth, my gravity center, my pelvis, my chest, my heart area, and my head. And let this connection be movable. You can imagine they a little bit dance around all these centers to get a better alignment, to find the best way to get support from each other and see what it does to your sensations in the body, to your breathing, to your emotional state when you are aligned with the center of the earth. And I will give 1 minute of silence. Just do what you feel like doing. If you feel like moving, move. If you feel like freezing, freeze. Or maybe you will be not moving very expressively, but you will still notice some little movements of your body aligning itself in this situation of the gravity, pushing the center of the earth, getting the support from the center of the earth. Each of your centers, each of your cells, getting the support of the center of the earth, all of your fluids. And if you are watching this video, I just remind you that you don't need to look at the screen. Feel free to move three-dimensionally. Move the way you feel like moving. And let yourself be free in expressing the sounds, if there are any sounds coming up. Okay. And there is just one more thing I want to add here. It's an image that I like a lot. We already touched this place that we are giving our weight down. We are giving our weight to the center of the earth. And from there, the support is coming up. So in a way, you can imagine that at the same time, your body is a waterfall. And just take a minute to let this image affect your sensations. What if your body is a waterfall? It is kind of constantly sensing its weight flowing down and down and down and down. What it makes to your sensations in the muscles, to your tonus in the muscles, even the muscles of your face. What if your body is a waterfall? And it actually can help you to notice maybe there are some parts in your body that you are still kind of holding back. You are still holding up and saying, with this, at least with this part of the Mother Earth, oh no, this I will hold by myself. This I am not trusting to you. So what it is, maybe it's a pelvic floor. Check if your pelvic floor can become part of the waterfall. Your inner organs. Your genitals. All the surface of your skin. Even the skin in your armpits. Even your ears and your inner ear. Your eyeballs are part of the waterfall. Your hair. The hair on your skin. Your nails. And all of your bones. All of your blood is a part of the waterfall. Your tongue and the root of your tongue. And see what it does to you if you let your tongue become the part of waterfall. Okay. So the image is that your body is at the same time waterfall and the fountain. Because the waterfall goes to the center of the earth, it gets the support and it can push back and come up and start flowing. So there is something else in your alignment, so that your alignment is not only about falling down and down and down, it's also about rising up and up at the same time. So give yourself this permission to sense yourself for a moment as a fountain that is coming not from your feet, but from the center of the earth. How high it comes. Maybe you even will imagine that the fountain is actually not ending in your crown. It's not ending in the top of your head. Maybe it's continuing up. And see how you will be walking and moving if your body is both the waterfall and the fountain. Also, you can imagine the word geyser. If you know what is geyser, it's like the natural fountain. The water is pushing, the earth is pushing the water out and the water is flying up. So use the image that suits you more. It can be fountain, geyser, or something else. And see if you can combine the sensation of the waterfall, letting the gravity take you, letting the weight flow down, and also letting the weight be supported and flow up. So the support is coming up and creates my movable alignment with the help of the earth. I'm not alone. I'm not just by myself. There is always someone very, very big supporting me. And with this support, I'm resting into it and I'm growing up from it with joy, effortlessly. With all of the cells, with all of the fluids in my body, with all of the spaces in my body. Take another minute to walk around, to move around. You can move three-dimensionally. you can maybe even try to sit for a moment to see how does it work in sitting when you are getting the support, but you are not just collapsing into the support. You are going down and also you are growing up at the same time. And again, I remind you to be free when you breathe, to let the breathing come with the sound, if it does. When you are in this situation, being a waterfall and a fountain, how does it make you want to move? What are the body wishes that appear and that manifest themselves and that you can satisfy immediately in your movement? How does it feel in all of your torso, in your belly? What's the movement in your pelvic joint? In your pelvic joints. How does your head move and how your head is aligned? What happens to your eyes and to your eyeballs when you are the waterfall and you are the fountain? And you are like a baby supported by the earth, and you let yourself be supported. When we don't perceive this help of the gravity and this help of the support, then in order to move unconsciously, we kind of stabilize ourselves because we don't want to fall. So we create tension in our muscles to kind of keep standing. But if we really get support, then we don't need actually to stabilize ourselves that much anymore. We can just be movable using the support that is coming from the center of the earth. And let's try one thing. I will show you briefly. Can you look at me for a moment? If you are busy with your movement, just keep going there. So let's try when we are standing, kind of to fall to some side, and kind of to go off balance. But when I'm coming back, I'm not coming back by bringing all my posture with my muscles to the verticality, but instead of this, I'm just going even more to the earth. I'm getting the support and I'm growing up. So wherever I fall, if I fall back or to the side, from here to align myself back, I rest even more into the earth. So this changes the pattern of my interaction with the ground. I stop stabilizing myself and rather I start using the support. So again, fall to some side and see that actually to come back, you don't need that much of muscle tension. You actually need a little bit more of release to let your body be naturally aligned again. And just see the difference if you tilt yourself and then you come back. You tilt yourself and then you come back to verticality. Notice what's the difference in your knees, in all of your legs, in your spine. And again, just go a little bit of balance and see how effortlessly you can go back to verticality just by resting a little bit more into the earth. Mm-hmm. And let's implement this in one very specific area of the body, your eyeballs. See if your eyeballs, even if some, maybe you don't think that you are kind of holding them back, but if you actually point attention on your eyeballs and you let them kind of drop down and get the support of the center of the earth. You can keep your eyes closed for some time, but then also try it with your eyes open. How I will be watching, how I will be looking, how actually all of my breathing and posture will change if I let my eyeballs also to go down to the center of the earth to get the support and actually to rest in this support. And we will go towards finishing by just moving around 1 minute using this image of waterfall and fountain, using the image of getting support from the center of the earth with all of the parts of my body, including my eyes. So let's take this minute. Maybe one thing you can experiment now or later, trying to sit down and stand up without losing this quality. What if each time you stand up, you keep using the earth? You can go down to the floor and stand up, or to the chair. All the time using the earth. Okay, so now we have Hannah, can you tell me more or less how many more minutes we have?
Yeah, we have about 8 minutes left.
8 minutes, great. So I would suggest the following thing. If you feel like moving a little bit more with it, you don't need to be attached to the screen. So you can come sometimes and say something if you want to share, or if you have a question, or just keep moving and letting these possibilities like be just more time be with this in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm open for any feedback or questions or whatever. Yes, I saw some people were writing in the chat during the session. So I read your comments already. And if you have something to say or to ask more, feel free. Yes, Hannah.
Yeah, so there's one question from Heidi in Shropshire. And she says, when we can feel a place in our bodies where we lose the sensation of support, what do you suggest to regain that sense? What if we can't reach these places in our bodies?
Uh-huh. Okay, good question. So again, how we can help ourselves to sense the support again in the parts of the body where we can't reach? I would suggest that maybe if I can't reach with my attention right now, then I use something that helps me to reach with my attention. And sometimes the touch is something that helps. So if there is, I don't know, let's say the sacrum or the inner organs, what I can do, for example, now I can put my hands around and give the warmth. So kind of I give some more sensations than I used to have. Also, I suggested the shaking in the beginning. I believe shaking is a really great tool, because when I'm shaking all of my body, I can also bring attention and notice what are the sensations of shaking in a certain little area, in the throat, in the middle of the chest. And just kind of, it can be warmth of the hand, it can be massaging, it can be also the, help me with the word?
Tapping.
The tapping, yes, the tapping. Because our body, in a way, it's like an acoustic system. So through the bones, I can send the vibration that can awaken the sensations. And I can also send there the vibration with the breathing and with the sound. So we can try. For example, you can find now some place in your body that kind of lacks your attention or lacks your presence, lacks the presence of your attention. and try to hum, and hum kind of directing the vibration to this area. For example, I will go now to my, like to the middle of my spine, to the vertebrae, and I will be humming to there. Or I can put a palm there and I hum into my palm. Now I feel it more. Like when I was just vibrating it, it was not really giving me enough sensations. Now with my palm, I can, I don't know if you see it. Like, for me now it works better.
And the invitation is to feel the vibration of the hum into that part of your body.
Yes, 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 to send it. Sometimes maybe I don't feel it yet, but I'm already doing the sending of the vibration. So still my attention is getting there, even if still I don't perceive much things, but at least I direct my attention there. And with practice, it changes, because sometimes I think it's an important information that sometimes if we really go not much with our attention to some parts of the body, then actually in the brain, the representation of this part of this body becomes smaller. Like there's less neurons that are connected, that are busy with perceiving the sensations from there. But with time, thanks to neuroplasticity, it changes. And if I just practice, I can bring more and more attention to some part of my body, and then the image of this part of my body, the map of this part, will grow in my brain. For example, if you study music, after some time, the map of your fingers becomes bigger in your brain, because you really use it, and the function changes the matter. The task that I have, it really changes the matter, and also changes the matter in my brain. So there are some more questions. Let's go for them.
Yeah, so one is, are there, from Dia, are there cases in which grounding may not be beneficial?
I would be happy to know if yes, and I will have much fun knowing that yes is like this. Because actually, it's like gravity is something we cannot avoid. This is the situation, like the situation from the capital S. We really live in this. So maybe it's not helpful if you want to get, if you want to lose the connection with the reality, like if you want to fly away, then yes, gravity is not helpful. In the rest of cases, I believe it is. Because I mean, if you are interested in kind of more being where you are, because this is something that helps you to deal with what you have, then the sensation of the gravity is something that like not just sensation of the gravity, I would say receiving the support from the gravity. Because when I'm receiving the support, then my nervous system is wired or is rewired with the sensation of receiving the support. And then generally my state of being, my state of mind, my emotional state is of a person who is getting the support. If I lack this sensation of support, I will be the person who actually lacks the support, and this will be also manifested in my emotional life. And I will be looking for support in other places because I'm not getting it naturally every day. So I will be trying to have like more stable relationship. I will need some stable work, some stable payment, because I'm lacking this sensation of stability and this sensation of support. And I will be very angry if some people stop supporting me. And this is something I can do for myself, kind of to nourish myself more. So I believe that when I'm nourished more, maybe I will feel myself better a little bit. And if I'm not interested in it, yes, maybe I can, or just for fun, I can play with like losing the gravity. But normally people do it automatically, not for fun. And this is the thing we want to change. We want to be like more free in our choice. Yes, any other questions?
Yeah, that's a really amazing response. Thank you for that. Ezra says, we're kind of short on time, but Ezra says, how can we follow you? This was revolutionary. So how do we follow you and your work that you do?
I think better just write me personally. I'm Sasha Bezrodnova on Facebook. I'm the only Sasha Bezrodnova on Facebook. Or maybe there are two, not no more. And we can connect and find ways, because lately I'm posting mostly in Russian, but this is not my only language. I teach in Portuguese, Spanish, and English. Yes, and I will be giving some courses online in different languages. So just contact me personally. This is the easier way. The website is on the way. It's not really ready yet, but it will be ready soon. Nice. And there is another website that is called oceandance.net. Oceandance.net. It's basically about these things in the water and in nature and with the dance, and you can maybe enjoy some videos and photos there. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And then one last question from Catherine Kelly, where she says, I can also feel more sometimes in stillness, also in symmetrical, not only asymmetrical movement. Is that, she didn't notice you do any of these of feeling the movement in stillness. But mm-hmm. Can you explore these concepts in stillness?
Yeah, I think it also kind of like both is good. When I'm still, I can notice more inner movement, more the movement that is already happening naturally without me doing it. And when I move around, it helps me also to integrate the sensations into my movement patterns. So it's not just something that I took, kind of some information that I got, but it's also some information that I used. So I believe that both is good, and you can play with both of the things, sometimes being still and perceiving, and sometimes taking it to your normal life, because you need to, like this word integration that was named today, yes, integrated resource. So I'm getting the resource, and then I want to integrate it. I want kind of to own it, and I want to play with it, and I want to dance with it. And it's like many things that are related to body work, like massage, for example. When you're getting the massage, wow, you feel really happy, and you feel maybe you start feeling your weight and your body parts, and you are having beautiful sensations. But then you stand up and you walk in your normal way, and you actually lose all the things you could gain because you didn't take time to integrate it, to own them, and to let them become part of your three-dimensional movement. So it's good always, after having some beautiful sensations, to keep perceiving them while you're moving.
Yeah, this was a lovely invitation at the end about the taking it from a seated into a standing and having that shift and bringing it into our day-to-day life. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, I would really like to take this moment, Sasha, to really honor you and thank you for bringing this into the space. One of the key takeaways that I had was really about this, that our posture depends on our perception, and if we can ground our perception and broaden it, then our posture and our stability changes. So this is a really amazing session. Thank you so much.
Oh, I see what Nadezhda is writing. Okay, so there was something about like saying some last words, or like how we close.
Yeah, let me just take the time to tell everyone here. So we still have quite a few people here. So the next session is a panel discussion on embodied education. And this will be in an hour's time. And this is about bringing embodiment into schooling. So if you're interested, then join us there. We have a trauma and social change Facebook group. So if you want to continue the discussion, then join us there. You just join the group and we can allow you in. And there's also a place to continue the conversation in our coffee breaks. And Marianne is just posting a ton of links for you in the chat box. So
it means that I can follow the link and then I will meet with the same people if they want to chat.
Yeah, exactly. So if everyone, for example, if you all want to have a discussion now, you can go into the coffee break room and then we can have an open discussion there. Yeah, so I would like to share with you this opportunity to really share with you that this embodiment conference is free. And this is a wonderful opportunity. And I know that I would not have met Sasha in any other context. So thank you. Thank you for being here. So if you would like to own the library, then you can, and you can just go on to the embodiment conference and press upgrade. And then this means you can kind of digest the content in your own time. And we, as the embodiment conference, appreciate it as a thank you to us to host this. But yeah, this enables everyone to access this live, which is an amazing accessible resource. When you press upgrade, you get all of the free live sessions, but you can also have it in audio only, so you can listen to it as a podcast. And there's also learning lists, so ways in which you can integrate your learning. But yeah, head on over and digest all the information. I have one last question for you, Sasha, before we close. And it is, one top tip to stay embodied. What is your one top tip to stay embodied?
To stay embodied. It's for me, one of the ways of staying embodied is looking for joy. Looking if there is any little pleasant sensation in my body, because I think it's rewarding. And if I find some small place of pleasure, maybe then I can find another one, or I can find a bigger place of pleasure. And then I want it more and more. Yes. I see Caliban Aluna standing in a small dance there. Hey, guys.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Sasha.
Thank you, everyone who was here. It was so pleasant to see people in the room and also people who were writing. Thank you so much.